Time for Flashback. Tracks from the past. With your host, DJ Damon.
We are mere days away from Revision in Saarbrücken. Me and Corius, we are packing up our stuff. He in Norway and me in Sweden. And we will join forces there and actually start broadcasting live in a few days from now. The music today is music that we will play there. So you get a bit of a sneak preview if you want to. Starting up with Exceed of SEO, and let's go for a ride. Normally it's me, DJ Demon, picking the songs for this station and for the podcast. But today it's Corius, because this is a little bit of a selection from the songs you're gonna hear in a few days. As I said, medley number one, and the only one you get today, starts with Lemonade and Stars in Her Palms. Then it's Alexander Brandon, Frolic Lane, and you know exactly what game that is. And finally it's Dr. Future with Plastic Pop, the Plastic Kills Life Mix. We'll be right back. niceness. Not all the music you hear today is tracked. Some of it is really, well, things we found on Bandcamp. And we are going on again with Dr. Future. And it's another song. It's called Beirut Olijuri. Today I have been fighting with the recording equipment, getting the mixing console working, microphones and the computer, the broadcasting computer, trying the VPN, trying the connectivity, the software, patching, updating and, you know, all that stuff. Also loading down and uploading and fixing all the songs. I mean, we have something like hundreds of new songs that we have to play in a few days. Also, we are kind of planning interviews and the whole Saarbrücken experience. It's fun. So, we have a lot of cool tunes to play today. So, it's time for Tommy Fjellstad and Edificated Dreams. We'll be right back. Music that makes you feel good. Of course it is. It's synthwavy goodness. We have a ticker now, I tell you. If you go to YouTube and search for Ericade Radio, you can find our station as a live feed on YouTube and on Twitch. And now we have silly little messages playing in the bottom of the screen. Well, you have to kind of experience that for yourself. But if you played SimCity, you know exactly what kind of messages they are. A little bit more demo scene stuff and a little bit more modernized. So, the music, because that's what's up right now. It's some unknown tracker artist and the song is called Body Glow. A bit of a maybe controversial thought is, should the demo scene allow AI in contributions? The first question, of course, being, should we allow AI as a whole production? You make a demo in some kind of AI tool. I don't know if that's possible today. I don't think it is, but it may be tomorrow. And the other question is, even if we don't allow you to create a demo or a song, can you use AI to aid you in kind of making graphics or sounds or music or whatever? Think about it, because it's not an easy question. I would say no and maybe, you know, on those two questions. But what do you think? Sound off in the comments or write me at radio@ericade.radio. Cube is next, and the song is called My Pixels Are Weapons. Today we are mixing it up, going on with Fast Tracker, Impulse Tracker, and Noise Tracker, Pro Tracker, whatever tracker. We had some Amiga modules as well, you know who they were. This Body Glow, which we played a few minutes ago. Yep, that's Amiga, alright. But not all of it is, and sometimes we play nice stuff like, you know, modern remixes. So it's kind of more free style here than normally on a Flashback. Next up is Firelight and Sapphire Eyes. And I know we have one of these, but it's not this song. This is a new one. It always comes back to one question, and I have said it a number of times, or rather asked it a number of times. What do you want on this station, so to speak, or rather the podcast? More gaming reviews, more stories, more music, less me, whatever. Tell me. Just sound off. Comments are below, you don't have really to fight hard to find them. Or you could send an email to radio@ericade.radio. And we're going on with the music. It's Dia and No Excess and Maze, free artists, and it's called Brink. It's back to me.
Oh,
I generally don't go to places that often, but travel I will. And as I said, it's Saarbrücken. But have you thought about how expensive traveling really is? I had to pay for a lot of things like air tickets, hotel, trains, and like everything just costs a lot of money. Yeah, it's kind of like that. And also think about all the stuff, like I had to buy new keyboards, new mouse, a number of cables, and I had to kind of pick together a really advanced and nice broadcasting equipment. So nothing comes free and nothing comes cheap, but hobbies are like that. Everything kind of leaks out the money of your wallet. So what about Lemonade then? He has something called Barbecue with Mosquitoes. Doesn't seem that good really, but the song is. I have been in the community broadcasting business for 30 years. That's something, right? I've been on Radio Sydväst, Radio Sydost, and also something called City Nära Radio. And all those small stations been very nice and delightful to work with. And all I get to say is that sometimes you have some weird stories. I can tell you so much. But here's one short one. I was at Radio Sydost in 1994, and the last day I left was the last day I could get back, because the station shut down. Yeah, they hadn't paid the rent. So when we came back the next day, the lady, the cleaning lady, or what do you say, she didn't want to let us in. She looked so angry that everybody got scared and just ran for it. Yeah, well, that's a story. So, more music it is done, of course. It's a guy calling himself so much as Versime and the Lady of Mars. Ericade.radio has been active since 2020 in those corona-laden days. Also, we have covered a number of demo parties, both from the sofa and sometimes from location, broadcasting live. So the question, of course, is what kind of demo parties should we cover? I know Edison Revision, we talked about that a number of times, but what about stuff like Deadline, like GURP, like Shadow Party, like them? What do you want? Tell me at radio@ericade.net how we should cover your demo party, because we do that in the way we can, and we need to go back to that. Also, we need to go back to the music. It's Algar who is sending us a message with Backpacker Chip. Chiptunes are popular. And the question is, how many radio stations do we really need? I went to Hyper.website. I like Hyper. I'm not going to say anything bad about them. But I noted they had like 1 to 2 listeners at any time, which is pretty common for most chiptune stations. There are a lot of chiptunes, but there are also a lot of stations. So basically, I think there is a bit of an over-establishment of stations as it stands right now. So the question is, how do we stand out, Eric Cade Radio? Is it like Nectarine is gonna get all the listeners? I don't know. Tell us at radio@ericcade.net or in the comments. What's your take on the whole thing? Do we need more, fewer, or the same kind of amount of stations we have? I don't know. So Hollywood and Jet C has come out with something nice called Easter Islands. Do you remember Nuclear War? Not a real one, because we don't want that. But I mean the game. It came out in 1990 for the Amiga. It was plenty fun, and you played against world leaders. And those were the leaders back then. But today we should have a new update. Somebody get that working on Kickstarter or Patreon or something. Just a game where you play against, I don't know, Putin, Trump, Xi Jinping, Kim Jong-un, or whoever is on the story board today. I don't know. It would be super awesome. I would really like that. Also nice is Aphrox and Springtime. If you want to follow us on Revision, go to ericade.radio/revision and you shall find. Leading you into that good night, but don't go gently, people. That would be Berserk and Elysion, and finally it's Hansi and Galeras. Remember, we are on Arcade.radio and this is Flashback, Tracks from the Past. I'm DJ Demon and here comes the music.
Why think about the past? Why think about the
past? Things have happened to me that I can't forget. And I won't change that.
That's how the legend is born.